I'm BJ Kissel. This is Pete Sweeney. And we've done a lot of videos this offseason talking about top plays. And Pete, this is probably my favorite video that we're going to do because we're talking about one of the Chiefs' best players, linebacker Justin Houston. And what he's known for is sacking the quarterback. But he does a lot of other things at an elite level, and we're going to talk about those in this video.
Right. He had 22 on the season. He was just half shy of the all-time NFL sack record. So, I mean, obviously that's the main thing that he's known for. But he does a lot more, and one of the things that he does is evading blocks.
Yeah, we're going to talk about three specific examples of what he did this season in run defense that kind of shows a little bit of what he's about. Now, this first play was against the Buffalo Bills early in the third quarter, and this shows why you can't put a tight end on Justin Houston in the run game. Now, Bills tight end Chris Gregg is 6'3" and 244 pounds. Houston sets the edge for the Chiefs in run defense, and he doesn't get enough credit for things that he does playing the run. This is a great example of him getting off a block out on the edge.
A term around the league among coaches that you'll hear is game ruiner. And Justin Houston falls into that category. But the fact that he can evade blocks like that makes him a game ruiner. And it's not only just that, but it's the pure athleticism that he shows as well.
Yep. We just talked about him disengaging a block on a 244-pound tight end. Now we're going to talk about the athleticism that he shows. And there was a play that he made against the San Francisco 49ers. And this was a designed quarterback draw from Colin Kaepernick. Houston initially lines up off the edge, gets almost 3 yards up the field, and then recognizes what play is happening, and then gets down the field and makes the play on Kaepernick. This is an elite play for any defensive player to make, especially on a player like Colin Kaepernick, one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the NFL. And Houston was completely out of position to make this play. Gets up the field 3 yards, has to redirect and show that quickness, that burst, and that athleticism to get down the field and make this block. Great example of his athleticism and what makes him such a special player off the edge.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big boy. You've interviewed him. I've interviewed him. Big, big man, but the fact that he can move makes him so useful in Bob Sutton's defense.
And finally, our third example is against the Oakland Raiders. This has Dee Ford, Tamba Ali, and Justin Houston all in the field together. Houston lines up inside over the guard right before the snap. Now, Houston initiates contact with the right guard right after the ball is snapped, but then he has to maintain his position and anchor as the right tackle, 6'6", 320-pound Khalif Barnes, comes down the line and initiates contact with Houston. Houston absorbs the contact, maintains his ground, and then spins off and makes the play on running back Latavius Murray for a short gain. Now, Pete, we showed him on the edge making a play, shrugging off a tight end in the run game. We showed the athleticism to bring down one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the NFL. And finally, this play right here to protect the A-gap inside the guards, to find a player in run defense that can do all three of these things. And we're talking about the NFL sack leader being able to do all these other things in run defense at an elite level.
Having a player that can do it all, especially at the linebacker position, makes the Chiefs defense a force to be reckoned with.